Exclusive: Dr. Sebastian Gorkhov's political battle with January 6th committee following phone records subpoena. By Emma Jo Morris on December 21, 2021. Former Deputy Assistant to the President and conservative analyst Dr. Sebastian Gorkhov is vowing to go to a political battle with the House Select Committee on the January 6th attack, following the revelation that his phone records were subpoenaed from Verizon. "They've chosen the wrong guy. They probably don't know that I still have all my clearances. And I am prepared to go to a political battle with Adam Schiff, with Nancy Pelosi, and with all of the radicalized Democrats that sadly have destroyed that party," Gorkhov told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview. "I'm going to approach it as somebody who has been teaching about political warfare for almost 20 years, training the intelligence community, the FBI, members of the military special forces, to understand that you don't have to fire a shot to destroy the greatest republic on God's green earth," Gorkhov said. At Turning Point USA's America Fest this weekend, he revealed during his speech to the gathering of young conservatives that Verizon notified him his phone records had been subpoenaed by the House committee, and that they would be handed over unless an injunction is filed within 15 days. Gorkhov pointed out to Breitbart News that his case is unique because in other cases of phone carriers being subpoenaed by the committee, the target was not informed in advance of the documents being turned over. Gorkhov told Breitbart News that the subpoena did not include any allegation of a crime, only citing a speech that he was scheduled to deliver in front of the Supreme Court on January 6 but never did. "Regardless," he explained, "Verizon will be handing over troves of phone records and other personal data in compliance with what he calls the Democrats' political intimidation of Trump supporters," adding, "If they can do that to a former deputy assistant to the president, they can do that to anybody. No mention was made of any crime I'm alleged to have committed. I was supposed to give a speech that day, which I didn't give. I didn't know that's a crime in America. And the fact is, for Verizon, who of course are capitulating, they're supposed to dump everything, all the phone number details, the SIM card details, the product registration details for me and my whole family. So if they can do that to a former deputy assistant to the president, they can do that to anybody. This is purely about political intimidation of the 74 million Americans that voted for Donald Trump," Gorkhov told Breitbart News. "I've done nothing wrong. But that's not the principle. The principle is the U.S. Constitution and the Fourth Amendment and my rights to undue seizure of my property and my information. This is truly Soviet tactics. This is straight out of Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. This is the politics of personal destruction," he added. Dr. Gorkhov said he will not be filing an injunction to stop the transfer of his records, especially given that he had a 15-day deadline over Christmas, making the task essentially impossible. However, he plans to use his public platform on Salem Radio, reaching 3 million daily listeners, to expose the practices of the Democrat Party-controlled committee and mount a counter-narrative to the one being created by legacy media. "As a child of the Cold War, let's be very clear. President Reagan did bankrupt the Soviet Union. But what he did that was truly the death blow to the communist ideology of that wicked, evil empire, and what Margaret Thatcher, who I grew up on, what St. John Paul II did, which was far more important, was to bankrupt them morally, to prove to the world that they were illegitimate. So when you are not afraid, when you speak truthfully, about the extremists, about the radicals, about the fascism of these individuals, about their totalitarian tendencies, that in fact is the most dangerous and that is what they are afraid of," Gorkhov said. "This isn't really about party politics, this isn't about left v. right. This is about every American standing up to protect the U.S. Constitution. When you can take somebody's private, personal communications and use them without due process, without a court order, without a crime being committed, as a political weapon against them, that is the death of our Constitution." Gorkhov explained that he believes his subpoena represents an act of political desperation by Democrats, amid collapsing poll numbers for President Biden and a stalled agenda in Congress, with midterm elections rapidly approaching. "But this is fascinating. A guy who was meant to speak at the Supreme Court the same day as the president's speech, but who didn't, his phone records are being subpoenaed. What does that tell you about the level of desperation if that's the best they've got to subpoena me?" Gorkhov said. "They're desperate because they look at the popularity figures for Biden, for Kamala, and they know they're going to get trounced next year in the midterm election. So this is the fate of the flailing death throes of a Democrat Party that wants to destroy 74 million Americans, but has no weapon to do so.